This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What happened to yesterday? Yesterday went fast. Like pretty much every day goes just quickly, right? It seems that we move and groove in very interesting times. Things are happening every day. Things are happening here in our country. Things are happening around the world. Things are happening in your state, in your town, in your neighborhood that you want to feel attached to, right? I want to know that this is not our first date, not our first rodeo, as they say. I'm Doug Steffen, veteran broadcaster. On the 8th of October, I started my 50th year as a professional broadcaster, and coincidentally, the 27th year of doing the Good Day program, which specializes in looking at the long and short of things. Most of the time, the short, because we want to keep things moving, but in this hour, Kenny and I take pride in digging into things, trying to find out what may be frustrating you, what piques your interest. Is it politics? According to a sampler that I just read, no, it isn't. The real interest in life, even though this is a political season, is in what's going on and what affects you most personally. And the things that politicians do affect you. Oftentimes, there's not a safety net here. There's not a connection often to what your politician, to what your representative, to the person who's supposed to be working on your behalf. There's a disconnect, if you will, a downside to understanding that that person that you may recognize or at least know the name. That's all people use. That's what really amazes me, Kenny. That's all people use, name recognition, and on what they decide to do with the value of their vote. It's pretty amazing. But in this circumstance, this year is not any different, really, than what has been the case. I think we go back to the Bill Clinton era when it was the economy stupid. Mm-hmm. James Carville was responsible for that. Do you remember? In the first go round, 1992 was the election year, and it was George Bush the father versus Bill Clinton, and it got to be kind of nasty. Even though, interestingly enough, you wonder how sincere all of the nastiness is, because they became very close friends. Many people think that Bill Clinton is closer to George Bush the father than George Bush the father is to George Bush the son. Is that a sentence that makes sense? George Bush, yeah, you get that. So, and that comes as a result of George Bush the father just understanding that he didn't get the political game because he wasn't, in fact, he wasn't attached. He wasn't part of what really people were going through. And the visualization of him going to the supermarket. Remember that? The supermarket. He went into the supermarket. He didn't realize what the cost of a loaf of bread was. He had no money with him. Some reporter went into a supermarket with him because he was just going to sort of do a fact find. And he embarrassed himself because he was surprised. And it came across. You could tell by looking at the expression on his face. I'll never forget it. How expensive it was to buy a loaf of bread. Now I wonder what he'd say about the cost of a loaf of bread. And we in this country are spoiled because the cost of a loaf of bread here is a heck of a lot less than it is most anywhere else in the world. Because we are, if you'll understand the pun here or the connection, we are the bread basket. Such is the case with oil. We are the oil basket. We are the oil. We have more resources, it turns out. One of the great things, if you believe in a creator, believe in God, believe in ultimate intelligence, the amount of natural resource, or at least when you look at the configuration of our country from sea to shining sea, those states, those 48 states that are together, they comprise a lot of things that are very unique group of people for sure, but the natural resources, the ability to grow as much food, the ability for us to discover or to create situations in which we have, we've taken advantage of those natural resources, and in the current circumstance, those natural resources, i.e., not limited to, but certainly primary among them, gasoline and oil petroleum products, if you will, and because we are now drilling more and experiencing that wealth that comes with having all the oil, there is a downturn. What is it, 16 cents, I think, in the last couple of weeks? Average cost yesterday and today, if you look at it, average cost of gasoline is way down from where it was a year ago at this time, or even a couple of months ago. We were complaining in the spring how outrageous it was, and it was, and it still is, but it still is a darn sight better than it was. But with that, we hear the story of, oh, the cost of food is so expensive because of transportation costs, and now the cost of transportation going way down. How come the cost of food is going way up? We're going to explore that a little bit more in a matter of moments, because I think that's really what gets you, isn't it? Pocketbook issues as you think about who you're going to vote for. You're going to vote for Mitch McConnell? I wouldn't vote for him on a bet, but there are people that he'll try to convince you and those who live in Kentucky that he's done a great job as the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. And one of the things they've done is control costs. Really? All right, well, Clark Hodges is here, and we'll talk about him. He's an economist, deals with these things every day. So he's up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
All right, how many people have noticed the recent tumble in gas prices? Jen, what are you paying for a gallon of gas in L.A.?
Oh, 3.70-something, 3.80-something,
really?
Like that, which
last
is pretty good.
I remember last year, 4.40-something or other.
Exactly.
On the Chevron station, the corner of Entrada and PCH, where I live. What about you, Kenny? What's going on down San Diego?
3.45 last night.
3.45, all right.
Wow.
So that's still pretty outrageous. 2.45 is the price here, and actually I saw 3.29 someplace. Here's Clark Hodges, who is a financial advisor and a strategist with Hodges Capital in Dallas, focused on what is your state's biggest, your business in Texas pretty much wraps around oil and gas, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of other things going on there, but isn't it the biggest business
for sure.
In Texas? Sure, yeah.
Right. For sure, and parts of the state are just booming with that kind of business.
Right. Well, the whole country, you go up into Wyoming and the Dakotas, there's what a boom up there, same reason. So we see the national prices going down on average about 9.3, 9.4 a gallon last week alone. 16 cents lower than it was this time last year, whereas during the height of the season, it was 14, 15, 16 cents higher than it was last year. What the heck's going on?
Well, I'm really surprised at where gas prices are, given the really turbulence in the world. If you think about all the things that have gone on the last two
Middle
months,
East especially, yeah.
And still gas prices keep coming down and coming down. A lot of it has to do with the inventories that need to get lower so that the switch can be done to the winter blend at the refinery level. But a lot of it has to do, I think, with finally, you know, the United States is producing a lot more oil than we used to, and it's kind of taking some of the dependency off of OPEC.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the main factors in it. That we're finally kind of getting our act together. It didn't happen overnight, but we're finally getting there. Plus, you have a lot of options nowadays. You've got electric vehicles. You've got people who can drive more efficient vehicles.
Yeah.
And I think all those factors combined kind of make for that focus.
We're using less. Yeah, we're being smarter about it. Okay. So if that's the case, I remember when the prices went up wildly in the last year or two, prices of food went up wildly, and we were all told, well, it's because the cost of transportation to get the food around is so high. All right, so then
right.
If that's the case, why are food prices going up while the gas prices are going down?
I think it's a supply and demand issue. I think the drought in the Midwest was a factor in food prices, and that affects the wheat and the corn, and then it also affects the feed that goes into the cows. So I think it's a kind of a one-time, if you will, drought situation that's affecting those prices more than it is the transportation costs.
Mm-hmm. The weather in general is getting a lot of attention this week because the people in the military say that changing climate could impact any future wars. It's a, national security defined in lots of different ways. Prices that we pay for food or anything that jiggles the economy around causes ripples that affect what we owe. This is a very, very, it's not simple, Clark, is it? This, the economic, the tie of all of these things together is pretty complicated. Most people don't even think about how complicated it actually is.
Right. In the past, whenever you've had any bad news out of the Middle East, you've seen a spike in
right.
oil prices.
Yeah.
And I think they're over there thinking, how can we get our mojo back? How can we get our control back, our power back over the United States? And I think one of the things they may be doing is saying, hey, let's push this price down so it will halt production in the United States. Because at a certain dollar price, if you've got, let's say you've got, 1,000 wells that you're drilling across the country, your XYZ company,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden the price goes from 100 to 80,
yeah.
you're going to cap those wells
mm-hmm.
and wait for that price to go back up.
Right.
And I think that's kind of their strategy.
But is that the Saudis? Is the Saudis? Is
yeah.
that the Saudis doing it? Yeah, they're our friends
yeah.
too, aren't they? The
yeah.
Saudis are our pals.
Yes.
Thanks to
exactly.
Rumsfeld and Cheney. And now that they're out of the picture, maybe that's one of the reasons things are changing somewhat here. All right, interesting overview. Clark Hodges from Hodges Capital in Dallas. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, this is a Doug Steffen production.
Hey, I'm a parrot head, Dougie.
I mean,
crack
it up, Michael. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's been quite a
story. All right, so. This is one of those... Wait a minute, don't try to send the song away, Michael. This is one of those famous Doug Steffen connect the dots bits. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
What do they call the followers of Jimmy Buffett?
Well, a parrot head. That's what we just talked
head.
About.
Yeah, right? We didn't talk about it on the air. So
I just said I'm a parrot head.
Parrot head. Oh, you did say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. Okay. So let's see. Parrot heads, Jimmy Buffett. There's a group. A singing group called the Happy Hour Parrots, right?
Taking life's sunny side.
Ooh, I like it.
My eggs don't taste the same without you. Now the chair where you sat is occupied.
I never heard them before. This is cool.
I wish you had taken him too. My heart's in a shambles. I can't eat my scrambles. My eggs don't taste the same without you.
Beautiful.
Good morning, kiss.
What can you tell us about the Happy Hour Parrots, Michael? Or Kenny. That's my Michael. Who needs that? I need Kenny there.
No idea.
Really?
Up until a minute ago, I had never
heard of them. Really?
No.
All right. So there's nothing about parrots in this song, but I kind of like the song. Michael, crank this up. This is cool.
Very nicely.
Somebody do an IDMB or whatever it is on these.
My eggs don't taste the same without you.
All right. I'm not much of an egg fan, but I know that I enjoy breakfast now more. I have conversation with Meredith. It's kind of fun. So, the parrot connection here. Let's see. Parrot heads. Happy Hour parrot singing group.
Oh!
You get it? Connection parrots?
HappyHourParrot.com. Oh, no, that's not it. They don't even have, like, a website.
Really? That actually sounds pretty good there. All right, so there's a story about a pet parrot today at DougSteffen.com that spoke with a British accent when it disappeared from its home 4 years ago. I remember this, or maybe some other, this is not a stretch, some other parrot story that we had, Kenny. Good God, why do I remember this from 4 years ago?
Well, we always have the parrot story of the day for you.
Stop that, will you please? All right, anyway.
PSTD.
You've got to let me get through this thing.
Not to be confused with PTSD.
No, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, this pet parrot disappeared from its home.
Yes.
And now it's been found, reunited with its owner, doesn't speak with a British accent anymore. It speaks Spanish. What an outrage. Report this week that the reunion was brought about by a Southern California veterinarian who mistook the gray parrot for a bird that was hers. It wasn't hers. Teresa Micchio tracked, this guy's name is Nigel, the parrot's name is Nigel, tracked his microchip to Darren Chick, a Brit who lives in Torrance, California. Not much known about Nigel's whereabouts for the past 4 years, but Mr. Chick says the bird's accent has gone, and now it speaks with a Spanish accent. Gee, I'm surprised to hear that, given the fact that he's been lost in Southern California for the past 4 years.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Hola, perrito.
It's the fifth parrot reunion facilitated by Dr. Micchio, who has been running ads for her own missing bird for 9 months. That's kind of too bad. Oh, it's good and bad. She didn't get her bird back, but she got the bird back for another person. And now everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, 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 bird.
Bird is the word.
Bird, bird, you know that song. Well, we get the happy hour parrots, Michael, to sing, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, 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 bird. Bird is the word. Well,
yeah, work on that, will you, Michael?
About the bird. Everybody's heard about the bird. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
My eggs don't taste the same without you.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-789-7552, you'll get a complete Pro Gel whitening system with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. ProGel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-789-7552 and get a free ProGel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With the Ebola virus now making news in the United States, there's been a renewed focus on other infectious diseases here too. Measles, the fastest spreading disease in human history, is now appearing again after experts thought it was wiped out here just 14 years ago. Why? One major reason is that more and more people are deciding not to vaccinate their children out of fear that the vaccines are toxic. One of the reasons for this fear is that several years ago, a medical researcher caused widespread panic by claiming that some vaccines could actually harm children by causing autism. Let's be fair, this is a very serious issue. What many people don't know, however, is that a couple of years ago, a respected medical journal exposed that researcher as a fraud. He was paid by plaintiff lawyers to manufacture evidence for lawsuits they had filed against vaccine makers. In short, it was a scam, but it's behind the return of some diseases once thought to be extinct. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Happy hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world. I sort of put this in a perspective. Ken Kessler is here with me. We take in-depth looks. I don't like that word on the radio, although now there's more video connected to radio than ever before, leaving little to your imagination. And that could be said for the news media in general, leaving little to your imagination. Maybe that's a good thing, maybe not, depending on your point of view when it comes to the Ebola epidemic. I think I'd like to see less. I'd like to know more is being done, but I don't want to see all those bodies in the streets. Healthcare workers. I was looking at pictures yesterday, Kenny. Somebody dying of Ebola in Monrovia, Liberia. Nurses in Liberia. The good news here for the people of Liberia is that the nurses, many of them, have defied calls for a strike, turned up for work at hospitals in the Ebola outbreak. Danger, danger, danger. The danger of this work. Imagine those people being exposed to it. They don't have the kind of gear they've been given, but not all of them are using the stuff that protects you from the hazards. The National Health Workers Association in America is demanding higher monthly hazard pay as well. There are 10,000 members of that group. Meanwhile, in Texas, a second healthcare worker at that hospital that took care of Mr. Duncan, who died, the Texas Presbyterian Health Center, I think is what it's called, Texas Department of State Health Services, says that this healthcare worker who reported a fever yesterday immediately isolated at the hospital. I don't know about you, but I think I'd want to be moved to another hospital.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to be moved over to Parkland Hospital, were it to be me that got into that circumstance. There are stories, there are quotes, there are examples, there are declamations, there's just so much floating around here about this. So this second healthcare worker tested positive for Ebola. So what does that mean? What did they do or didn't they do at this hospital? The lady's name, I think, is Nina Pham. Isn't she the one that's gotten a lot of attention the last 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, same. She was the first one.
Yeah. She is in good condition. She was stable yesterday. Today reports are she's in good condition. Did she have the treatment? How did she... I'm trying to remember whether I saw... We talked yesterday about ZMAP, but I don't think she got any... she got the... didn't she get a transfusion from the doctor?
Yeah, I think so.
That's how
she did.
She got a blood transfusion from the doctor who had gotten Ebola over when he was working in Africa and was brought back to the United States, treated in that isolation unit in Atlanta at Emory University. And so he's better. So he has, at least twice that I know of or can think of, twice he's given blood to help a patient who had Ebola. So that's, I would guess, I don't know this for a fact, but I think most people suggest, okay, the reason that this Nina has gone to good condition is because she had the blood transfusion. How's that for being selfless? You see, in circumstances like this, the best comes out in many people, doesn't it? You really think about how crazy all of this stuff is. So there is some video floating around. The Ebola screening passengers are surprised at the optional Ebola check. Why would they be optional? Why aren't they mandatory? Why are we still pussyfooting around with this? Isn't that crazy? Isn't it frustrating to see how these people just, okay, well, check yourself out a little bit. The death rate in the outbreak has risen to 70%. So if you get it, 70% chance you're going to die. And the World Health Organization says there could be up to 10,000 new cases a week in 2 months if something isn't done to shut down these areas. Shut them down! I have to yell it. What are our the people? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, you monitoring what they're talking about, the Ebola outbreak. What are people saying? What are thoughts that we can attribute to people listening to this program?
Well, most of the thoughts are about NBC's Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who
egotistical jerk.
If you hadn't heard that she and her crew were put on a quarantine for 21 days,
supposedly, yeah.
And she decided that she was fine, so she snuck out to go get some soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jennifer says, because Snyderman knows better than anyone else whether she's contagious, what a disregard for public health.
Well, it's just her ego. If I were running NBC, I would have fired her. There was an apology. Brian Williams read an apology on the air the other night because of the embarrassment that NBC suffered when somebody saw her walking around the streets of New York when she wasn't supposed to be. I would have fired her. What does she bring to the table anyway? What is that that's so remarkable about her? Anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
Liz says, Nancy Snyderman, I didn't want to believe you were that entitled or that stupid.
You can tell by looking at her she is. Nah, tell by looking at her that she is, listening to her, watching her. She is that way. That's the way she is. She thinks the sun rises and sets on Nancy Snyderman. Who else?
Let's see. John says Snyderman should be fired.
Yeah.
And Hunter says NBC should fire their entire PR team. The entire thing was embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't know, PR team. Whatever. However this was put together, there wasn't much credibility to it, no matter what. From the beginning, there wasn't. 888-302-3684 reaches us on the phone. Email to Ken or Doug at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N .com, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The Seattle Times suggests today in a story that there are 16 doctors who have volunteered their services from the organization, the international organization, Doctors Without Borders. 16 of them have contracted Ebola. A Sierra Leone soldier has tested positive for Ebola, but he's a member of and had no contact with a battalion of peacekeepers. Who were waiting to... We talked about this yesterday. They're supposedly going to Somalia to try to straighten things out. No, nothing the Somalia thing has nothing to do with what's going on in Sierra Leone, except that a soldier who was going to go to Somalia somehow or other has gotten Ebola. But nobody knows how he got it, at least with the, in the interviewing process. You know, where have you been, who have you been with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now, the United States, what happens if there is an Ebola outbreak here? Most people in this country, when asked the question, think that our country is prepared for an outbreak if there were to be one. That's according to a poll from NBC and I think the Dallas Morning News. Do you believe that? Do you think we are? This is a high mortality disease in any circumstance. The UN Health Agency, focused on trying to get sick people isolated, shut down the countries, don't let anybody into this country, unless you really want this Ebola thing to get out of control. The only way for it not to get out of control, the death tally is now up to 4,447 people, all of them, nearly all of them in West Africa, 8,914 identified cases in Sierra Leone, Guinea, Liberia, and Nigeria. So why are people still being allowed to leave those countries? Why does anybody go in there unless they're going to the clinic to work with people? Isn't that the priority? Let's find out a little bit more about that. Our own Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a minute. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the Ebola situation, how to avoid it, not get it. This is Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-789-7552, you'll get a complete Pro Gel Whitening System with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-789-7552 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552.
It's time to earn
earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
14 before the hour, Dr. Jack Everett Jackson Stockwell is here, one of the premier NUCA board-certified chiropractors in the country, if not the world. He's been practicing medicine for a long time. Matter of fact, he's the, what are you, the 2,000-year-old man, aren't you? He's been practicing his medicine. And that's why he lasted
yes,
so long.
I got out of school somewhere just after D-Day.
There you go. Jack Stockwell and his website, jackstockwell.com. He has the Forbidden Doctor newsletter that is a treat to read. So here we have the latest. The numbers are in 4,447 people dead as of today from Ebola. 8,914 cases. And so there are people who are surviving that are living in this area. How is it they're doing that? How do people survive? Is there something that we're missing here?
In the worst conditions of survivability of this particular problem, seems to mimic to some degree what was the survivability rate of the Black Death, the Black Plague, back in the 1300s. Mm-hmm. About 10% of the people survived. In the worst conditions in the bush, 10% survived. Because remember, they were saying at one time there was a 90% kill rate. Now it's maybe as good as 50%. But, I mean, who wants those odds? But it comes down to the immune system. And there are stories that are coming out of the bush where several of the children are left alive while the parents die. So apparently, the older you are, the less your chances are of surviving this thing. And again, it comes down to malnutrition. What's the nutrition of these younger children as opposed to the parents who are probably getting Western foods, mm-hmm. the children getting traditional foods? The health of the gut, the strength of the immune system. 85% of our immune system is in the gut. This is an enterovirus. It breeds in the gut before it grows bigger. So,
right.
So I think it's what it comes down to is your resilience, your immune strength.
Here's a book that I found with your name all over it, even though you didn't write the book. It's called Gut and Psychology Syndrome, Natural Treatments for Autism, ADD, Dyslexia, Depression, Schizophrenia. And this lady, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, basically in this 300 and however many pages, how long is this book? I came across it. I think my daughter was reading it. 300 and some odd pages. And basically what it gets down to is everything and anything that's wrong with you starts in the gut and gets fixed in the gut. And as soon as I saw this, I'm looking at things, for example, underscored here, walnuts, almonds, pecans, hazelnuts, cashew nuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds are all so important for your digestive tract. And it's just, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Beans, that sort of thing, with different types of beans that are good. Honey is extraordinarily good. Drinking the wrong beverages kills all of that stuff. I mean, I could go on and on and on in here. Do you realize how harmful it is to drink soda pop? What it does
well,
to your gut.
The sugar. The sugar removes the magnesium from the system, and your body cannot sustain calcium levels without the magnesium.
Do you take magnesium supplement every day?
Every day. I took it last night, magnesium lactate. But Dr. McBride has personally taught myself and Mary.
Really?
If you go to the website,
really?
Yes, GAPS, you go to GAPS.me.
You didn't give me this book, did you?
I'd be surprised if I didn't, because I've given that book to a lot of people.
I wonder if you gave it to me.
In fact, Mary and I are going to be trained by her personally again in about 3 weeks back in Indianapolis.
Huh.
But we were personally trained. There's only 5 GAP-certified people in the state of Utah. 2 of them are Mary and myself.
Right. Well,
so I highly recommend that
book. So maybe I did get this book from you, but I left it around and Megan was reading it, and she underscored some of these things in here because she's pregnant, she wants to make sure she is giving the baby the right nutrition and stuff.
All disease begins in the gut. All healing begins in the gut.
And that goes for Ebola as well as everything else. Immune system, you hear me say this all the time. You get a strong immune system, you're going to win no matter what. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his Forbidden Doctor newsletter at jackstockwell.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Pictures of my mom around.
You put out pictures, people ask questions.
What was she like as a daughter?
But loving her in the right way was difficult.
I didn't know there was a right way and a wrong way. Issues like these should not be locked in a closet. They should be living a life of scandal and passion.
I kind of recognize those voices, but I sure think I'm talking about the stars in this movie. I don't recognize this movie at all.
Yeah, I do. It's a great movie, and it was a great book first.
Really? I've heard The Devil Wears Prada. I know about that. These are other shoes. Number one movie this week, 2005, was The Year in Her Shoes. This is the group Von Bondies with No Regrets.
What are you doing here?
The roof home in an old folks' home.
It's a retirement community for active seniors.
So who are those voices, Chucker?
Is that Cameron Diaz?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And who else is there with it?
I can't remember who else was in it. English actor.
Oh, that was Toni Collette, right?
Toni Collette. Toni Collette.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Now
it's a great movie.
Yeah, I remember seeing this on an airplane. Anything that has Cameron Diaz in it, I usually will go on my way to just check out a little.
Really?
Yeah, usually. Hmm. Yeah, I think there's something very appealing about her.
You're saying she's easy on the eyes?
Well, I don't know if it's easy on the eyes. I just think she comes across as relaxed and somebody who's competent and who knows what she's doing. I think that's what she presents.
If I had $200 million on my bank account, I'd probably be relaxed.
Well, but how did she get it, though? She got it by... She didn't start with it. She's very natural.
No, I know.
No, I mean, I think she's not... Right. That's a good way
to put
it.
She's not forced when she's acting.
No, at all. Okay.
She didn't start with... Actually, I think what she did, she put $100,000 in the stock market 20 years ago, and it just built up over time.
How do you know?
I'm just kidding.
Nice job, Chucker. Hope she didn't put it in yesterday.
That's what Chucker did.
Right. Hopefully he didn't put it in yesterday, too, unless you're buying Chrysler or something. All right, Chuck Curry has the movie news, the buzz on who's going to get an Oscar up next here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever wished you could visit Amazon.com in the real world, you'll soon get your chance. The online superstore recently announced plans to open its first physical store on 34th Street in Manhattan. Amazon has talked about opening physical locations before, but this is the first time it's followed through. The location, which is situated across the street from the Empire State Building, will give shoppers a place to buy holiday gifts while also doubling as a billboard for Amazon.com and a mini warehouse for same-day deliveries in New York City. The store will also serve as a pickup location for Amazon.com orders, as well as a place to return orders made online. Amazon hasn't announced what types of products it plans to show off in the location, but it's safe to assume you can expect a lot of Amazon's hardware staples like the Fire Phone, Kindle Voyage, and Fire tablets. After all, who can make Amazon's products more appealing than Amazon employees? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stebbins, good day with Jennifer Horn.
I am here with
1863.
No.
Anybody remember this song?
Anybody else remember this song?
We'll give you a free Doug Stebbins hearing aid.
Doug Stebbins, good day. When they join hands, they turn into a giant crime fighting robot.
Hi, Chucker. Michael Keaton,
yes,
according to some, certain to land his first Academy Award nomination for his work in Birdman. What's Birdman, or what is the rest of it? The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance? What do you know about
that? I'm not familiar with. I know Michael Keaton's got great. Birdman played at some of the film festivals over the last 60 days. That movie's gotten great buzz. Edward Norton also co-stars. They say both Keaton will get an Oscar nomination for Best Actor. He's currently doing the talk show circuit.
Really?
He should be on in the next hour on the Kelly and Michael show. And he'll be on Letterman tonight. And Ed Norton will be nominated, for Best Supporting Actor in that film.
Both deserve it.
I'm a big fan of Keaton. I'm glad to see him back in the limelight. He's a terrific talent.
Speaking of Keaton, he played Batman once. There's a Batman Lego movie that's supposed to be. Is this something?
Well, Batman character was in the Lego movie, which was a big hit this summer.
And he was hysterical.
Keaton played Batman twice in two Tim Burton Batman movies. The first in 1989.
But
really,
they're going to do a Batman movie.
The superhero franchise.
They're going to do a Batman movie with his own Lego movie for Batman. How does that? What does that? How do you do that?
The all of those little animated Lego movies with the Star Wars, they're all very funny, very popular, very good, yeah.
I see Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to do a sci-fi thing together, huh?
No, I didn't hear that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, well...
Hey, Chuck, that was a great report you just did.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Awesome.
No problem.
Yeah. Not bad, Chucker. For being here occupying time and space.
Did they kiss that guy in your backyard yet, Chucker?
Come back tomorrow.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.